Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Now we welcome in from The Athletic, it's Jeff Howe joining us here on Patriots Preview. Hi, bud.
What's up? Hey, who's the sausage?
Yeah, who's he referring to? Who are they calling sausage down there? I don't know who that is. I heard that in the highlight, too.
Totally distracted now.
The sausage.
Night's ruined.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll go back and listen again and figure it out for you.
Hit me up on the Wi-Fi. Let me know what's going on.
We've had some Wi-Fi issues here.
Yes,
that's for sure. Little internet connectivity issues. What are you most excited for in this matchup tonight, Jeff? There's so much to sort of look at and say. There's a lot happening in this game.
I think this is a good chance to really see a well-rounded team effort to an extent. I mean, I don't know how much you can, you know, realistically expect from the Patriots defense, but this is the type of game that is in the Patriots or Bill Belichick's wheelhouse. You got 10 days to prepare for them. He's got those entire 10 days to say, hey, your offense isn't as good as their offense. That's what, you know, everybody keeps saying. You know what? Your defense can't stop their offense because they're so good. There is nothing you guys can do on paper that is nearly as good as what the Kansas City Chiefs are doing. So, you know what? Go out and prove me wrong. So, these are the types of games where you see the Patriots really kind of, you know, we've seen what their metal really is over the, or has been over the last couple weeks. And this is just that next chance to go out. And, I mean, this is the marquee matchup probably of the first half of the entire NFL schedule. Everybody's watching this game. The Patriots have a chance to send a message. So there's, you know, I want to see what Tom Brady's offense looks like with that extra day of practice. I know it was a walkthrough, but you want to see them go out and sort of make a statement. I want to see them respond to scoring drives better than they have. You know, they've had 16 full possessions after an opponent score so far this season. They've only scored 3 touchdowns and 2 field goals. So I think their response drives are really important tonight. You have to be able to control the game, play with your own momentum, and play on your schedule. Because if you fall behind this team, you know, 14-0 or 14-3, it makes it a longer night.
Yeah, and that's been happening to a lot of teams. The Chiefs have outscored teams in the first quarter this year 59-9. So a lot of teams falling behind the Kansas City Chiefs. You're talking about the offense, Jeff. I want to ask you about Sony Michel. He's been good the last 2 games, 100-yard performance. Followed that up with 98 yards against the Colts. But what's his status for tonight? He was popped up back on the injury report this week with the knee, and there are some reports, Ian Rappaport said he's a game-time decision tonight.
Yeah, I mean, look, I never thought this – I never knew this was the thing, to be honest. I mean, I was talking to Sony about his knee on Wednesday, and he said it's fine. And, I mean, we know it's not fine because it's certainly not. He was riding the stationary bike before the walkthrough. I think it was Thursday, which, you know, again, it's not full strength. It's probably unrealistic. They knew when he had that surgery in early August that it was going to be about a 2-month recovery for him to get up to full strength. His status has been – the same for, I think, 4 or 5 weeks at this point. I know he missed the opener, but he's pretty much been limited in practice every time out since then. So, maybe I'm missing something, but I never realized that his status was going to be in doubt. And I don't think it is, and, you know, we'll find out if I'm completely wrong in 10 minutes, but, again, I just didn't know this was a thing.
I think it sort of speaks to where he's at with the knee in general, right? Where all of a sudden, because you've got a chronic knee issue that you're dealing with, that isn't fully healed, that in any given week you might have something come up where you say, well, it's probably not really smart to play you this week.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it's possible, but with their running back depth chart, you know, would you have let Ralph Webb walk as easily? You know, would you have cut him from the practice squad if you thought a couple days from now the knee is going to flare up, or if there was a realistic chance of that happening? So, I don't know, just trying to read the signs. I asked him, you know, is this a... when you had the surgery, was this because something happened in practice, or was this sort of an extended buildup? And he made it sound like it was an extended buildup. Learn how to be a pro, take care of your body better. So, you know, was it something where he said, hey, you know what, I've got to pump the brakes on this. I got to really get this thing checked out. You know, I'm wondering about that sort of deal. But, you know, when the reports came out that it was a 10-day thing, that was not even close to what I was told. And I thought there was some lying going on behind the scenes to kind of make everybody, the old Kansas City shuffle, you look left, I go right. this is something that's probably going to need to be maintained for the season.
Yeah. It's interesting because he's played really well, and I like what he brings, you know, to this offense. I think there's an element of explosiveness there in the running game that they've struggled a little bit to replace with Deion Lewis now being in Tennessee. Let me flip it over to the other side of the ball, Jeff. When you look at the Patriots' defense, what concerns you the most about them trying to defend this Chiefs offense?
More about the Chiefs and Andy Reid and that offensive system than anything else. And, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that, considering how easy it's been to sort of, you know, poke at Andy Reid and his history. But
well, he's always been a great offensive coach, which doesn't mean you're a great head coach.
Yeah, you're
which
right.
To me was
yeah.
Mike Shanahan, by the way. Like, great offensive coach, not a great head coach.
Yeah, but he's had, in his offensive systems, I mean, going back to the Super Bowl with Philly, same school, they've had the Patriots' defensive numbers. So I think the Patriots' defense is in a better place, certainly now than it was a couple weeks ago. And having Trey Flowers back, as we talked about before the Colts game, has been a major part of that.
Yeah.
But they can attack everything. They attack you at all three levels, from sideline to sideline. They're going to find your weaknesses. They're not going to be scared of Stephon Gilmore the way that they weren't scared of Jalen Ramsey a week ago. You're going to see Patrick Chung go against Travis Kelce, and, you know, he's going to get some help too. But, you know, the edges, can you contain their running attack? Can you keep Mahomes in the pocket? The kid can make every throw. I mean, he's brilliant, and I can't believe how good he is this fast. But, you know, Jason McCourty's played really well. Patrick Chung is, you know, he's good when he's healthy. We'll see what they're made of on the back end there.
Big night for the linebackers too, Jeff.
Yeah, certainly. But I think you're starting to see that come into focus better too, because you're using the same rotation of Hightower and Van Noy over the middle. You're not scared in the sense that when you're rotating some of those younger guys, you got to back way off the line of scrimmage and allow those catches over the middle and then you just make the tackle. I mean, those guys are able to play closer to the line. That eliminates some of those crossers. The thing is, the Chiefs are going to be so creative. You're taking away the crossers right in front of the linebackers, they'll start the submarine routes. They'll try to get Tyreek Hill open behind the line of scrimmage. You'll see that with Travis Kelce, too. I mean, last year, I think Kelce had like five catches in that season opener. Patrick Chung had him shut out in their reps, you know, against each other. So, but again, that doesn't mean that the Chiefs aren't going to be able to scheme ways to beat you, whether it's a weakness, a strength, or whatever. They're just that good.
All right, Jeff, appreciate your time. Looking forward to your coverage on The Athletic and on Twitter at Jeff P. Howe. That's where you find him.